This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The combat between Israeli forces and Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group, has displaced thousands of residents in southern Gaza. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
Gaza's health ministry says Israeli fire struck a crowd of people waiting for humanitarian aid at a roundabout in Gaza City on Thursday, killing at least 20 and wounding 150. The Israeli military says it was looking into the report. The toll from a strike the day before on a crowded shelter in Gaza rose to 12, with over 75 wounded. This woman, who gave birth days ago and can't locate her relatives, says she was present. A senior United Nations refugee official does not blame Israel, but says Israel is the only party to the conflict that has tanks. Thousands of people have rushed further south in recent days to escape the violence. I'm Norman Hall.
Jan Hoffman of the United Nations Conference on Trade and Development said the impact of the Red Sea crisis on shipping costs and rates has been dramatic. VOA's Rick Pantaleo reports.
According to Jan Hoffman, head of the Trade Facilitation Section of the United Nations Conference on Trade and Development, the crisis on the Red Sea weekly tanker ship transits are down 80%. Transit of ships carrying grain are down 6%, and gas carriers have stopped transit altogether.
Now, the impact of the Red Sea crisis on shipping costs and rates has been dramatic. The surge in the average container spot rate from Shanghai went up by +$500, and that was the highest ever weekly increase.
Hoffman says ships have to travel through other routes, which increases the transit days and total transit costs, while also increasing greenhouse emissions. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events 24 hours a day at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The economy grew at a surprisingly strong 3.3% pace in the last quarter of last year, the AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says people are still spending despite high interest rates and high prices.
Wages have risen more than prices. Middle-class Americans now have more purchasing power.
In Wisconsin, President Biden looked at the GDP headlines.
U.S. shatters expectations. Second headline, the U.S. economy boomed in 2023. Third, U.S. economy grew at a shocking pace. I love that shocking pace.
The numbers show inflationary pressures continue to ease. The economy has been a drag on President Biden's poll numbers, but there are recent signs of improving consumer sentiment.
Though some forecasters thought a recession last year was inevitable, President Biden and I did not.
Former President Donald Trump has said the economy is horrible, except the stock market is going up. Ed Donahue, Washington.
North Korea says it's hosting a Chinese government delegation led by Vice Foreign Minister Sun Weidong as it continues its efforts to strengthen ties with Beijing and Moscow. State media said Sun's delegation arrived in Pyongyang on Thursday after crossing the land border between the countries. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has been trying to boost the visibility of its partnership with China and Russia and strengthen his regional footing by joining a united front against the United States. At least 30 people have been killed and several others injured in Nigeria's Central Plateau State in a series of attacks around Mangu Town, Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston reports.
Survivors reported that gunmen indiscriminately shot at people, including women and children, and set fire to houses and property. The latest violence on Tuesday and Wednesday came after a Christmas Day attack in the area, which left at least 140 people dead. A dusk-to-dawn curfew was imposed on January 23rd. The MDA said in a statement that it blamed the attack on herders and questioned why troops deployed by the federal government to the area didn't intervene. A Nigerian defense spokesperson said the military remains neutral following allegations of partisanship in the conflict, adding that troops responded professionally. The latest attacks come amid a surge of violence in the plateau, which has seen repeated clashes between nomadic herders and local farming communities.
Angela Johnston from Reuters. Alabama has executed a man with nitrogen gas, putting him to death with a first-of-its-kind method that once again put the U.S. at the forefront of the debate over capital punishment. Officials said Kenneth Eugene Smith was pronounced dead at 8:25 p.m. Thursday at an Alabama prison. The execution came after a last-minute legal battle in which Smith's attorney said the state was making him the test subject for an experimental execution method that could violate the constitutional ban on cruel and unusual punishment. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.